This is Jeff on the WalkingCross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day. You know, I'd like to talk to you about something that I'll be talking about here very soon. I'm preparing a message, and I wanted to share it with the podcast listeners as well. You know, I'll be speaking actually Wednesday night at church, and I wanted to go over some things and talk to you all about some of the stuff that I'll be bringing out. But the message is called Let God Light Your Steps Forward. You know, I was listening to a man talking about people who wait for all the answers and they never move. You know, as Christians, we have to learn to move sometimes with just enough understanding to keep moving forward. You know, we spend so much time thinking that we want to know all the answers. But see, sometimes God will give you just enough to take that next step, and we have to be faithful enough to take that next step. You know, Joshua and Caleb had a good report. Talking about the Old Testament, they had went to spy out this land, a land of milk and honey, so to speak. And they went, and there was good land, you know, but there was giants there. And a lot of them said, we can't go in there. We can't do that. There's giants over there. It's true that it's promised land, but we can't do it. And there's abundance there, but there's giants. You know, and Joshua and Caleb's report was, yes, it's true there's giants over there, but we are able. They even told him, hey, shut up, in a nice way. It's true there's giants, but yes, we can. We can go in. We can win. You know, a lot of times the report people come back with is carnal. You know, if God's called you into something, God's faithful to bring you through it. You know, what He calls you to, He can bring you through. You know, some points, you need to be strong and have a made-up mind. Sometimes to go where God wants you to go, because things don't always look like what you expected they would look like. Doesn't mean God didn't call you to it. Doesn't mean He ain't going to bring you through it. But it also means sometimes that what we think is not how God sees things, and God's ways are higher than our ways. It's true all the time that God's ways are higher than our ways. God uses the situation to train you for the battlefield. You know, you're complaining and He's training. You know, He's getting you ready. What do you think, that all these things that you go through in life, that all of a sudden you're just going to be prepared without going through anything? No, there's a preparation time. There's trials, there's struggles, and there's blessings too. You know, I want to talk to you about perspective. It's all about perspective and faith. I want to talk to you about relationship. I want to talk to you about standing up for what is right. You know, David was serving in the fields. He took care of the sheep. You know, surely people looked down on him. They didn't even call him to be considered the king at first. You know, his brothers were considered. It appears by his family, he was not initially considered. They probably didn't even listen when he spoke. They don't say that I know of. But, you know, there was a point where one of his brothers had said, oh, I know, you're here to see the war and talking about his sheep. I can't remember exactly what he was talking about, but he's kind of disrespecting him. You know, so I mean, at that point, David said something like, what have I done now? You know, sometimes that's the way we feel. We feel like, what have I done now that you're after me again to try to harm me? What have I done to you? See, sometimes the anointing of God is on your life and people do not like it. They can sense it. They know it. They know something's different about you. They know that. It's not hard to see. But see, God favors you where He wants to favor you. And God can bless you when somebody else don't want you blessed, because God's the one that sets up. He's not the one that has to go to them to get favor. They're the ones that have to come to Him to get favor. And don't never forget that. Because the truth is you can't breathe without God. You can't do anything that you currently do without God, without Him giving you the ability to do these things. And there's so many things in our body that works. Can you just think about how God did all that? Can you wrap your mind around it? Because it goes past my understanding to know what God can do and how good God is. So I want you to consider that if God wants you blessed, that He can set you up when they can't put you down. That His position, you know, that they looked at Him, He was, you know, He became king. But at the time, His position, they looked at Him as not relevant, not powerful, just an average. That's kind of what I got from reading it. You know, I believe His position helped Him get perspective with God. You might say, well, what do you mean by that? You know, David's surroundings as a shepherd immersed him in the wonders of nature. You know, the lush pastures, the still waters, the starry skies. His experiences with natural world likely heightened his awareness of God. You know, God's creative power and presence in these things. Don't despise humble beginnings. You know, He may be shaping you right now from a struggle in your life. Don't despise the humble beginnings. God can use you. You know, I believe these great wonders helped David have faith in God. And I believe he felt grateful that he had a part. You know, they may have looked down on him at first. And they may have thought, well, that's, oh, he's just tending sheep. But I believe he spent time with God. I believe he talked with God out in the field. And bragging on God, he said, look at that, look at how he's done everything. I believe that's what he did when he looked up at the stars of the sky. You know, see, we often get more power when we choose to see how big God is and start being faithful with what he said do. You know, God talks about thinking on the good things. It talks about that in the New Testament. Whatsoever is good, think on these things. You know, sometimes we think about complaining. We think about all kinds of different things. But when's the last time you looked up at the sky and you think, God, how great you are? You know that song, How Great Thou Art? It's talking about God, how great God is. You know, sometimes bad things happen in life. I can almost hear somebody out there saying it. You know, sometimes there's bad things that happen in life and it's not God's fault. I don't got all the answers for you. I mean, and I can't talk to your specific situation, but I can tell you, God's there for you. There's things that you go through in life that's not God's fault that He can take you through. He can use it. You've got to allow Him to use it in your life. I don't know what you went through, but I do know this. God can take you through it. He can take you through it. He can make you better. You may never think that you can make it through it, but God can use your pain to make you stronger in certain ways. You know, and be faithful with what He gives you. I have no idea what you went through in this life, but I can tell you this, your life is going to be much better with God than it will be alone without Him. You know, it may be a small job, what you have, but God wants you to be faithful. It might be some hard times you're going through right now. It may be really hard, but God wants you to look on what He has done and see Him as able and willing to have you eat the good of the land, to take you out of the trouble that you're in, to work you through it. And sometimes God will bless you even in the storm. God wants your heart. You know, He don't want the world to have it. You know, the world has your heart and you're not promised anything. You're not promised a good end. God establishes the righteous. He gives them an inheritance. Why do you think that is? It's because He's a good God. He wants to set you up long term. He's not trying to set you up to just for tomorrow and then you fall off and then everything goes bad. He's trying to set you up for an inheritance and bless you long term. That's the God that we serve in heaven. You know, the world's going to see things differently. You know, but you can choose to focus on the world. You can choose to focus on God. You know, I choose to brag on God. You know, a blessing counted can often be multiplied. I mean, we can focus on the bad things in life, or we can start choosing to see God how He is. He's a good God. And there's a song that says, He's a good, good Father. That's who He is. Man, that's powerful. You know, you need to get to a point of praise. You need to get to a point where you start praising God and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me, even for the things that I don't give you grateful thanks for. Thank you for those things. See, we go through life, we stop thanking. We stop thinking and we stop thanking. You know, you got to get to a point where we start realizing where our favor comes from, where our blessings come from. We need to realize that we're blessed. You know, David was a shepherd. You know, as a shepherd, David's responsibility was to protect the sheep. You know, under his care, there's probably lots of different things that had come against these sheep. So he knew what it was like to be a provider. You know, I believe that gave him perspective. You know, how God provides for us. I believe he looked around at nature and seen how good God provided for us. You know, your job is to do what God wants you to do and do it faithfully. It may seem little to you, but you're being faithful to your calling. You know, guys, I could go on and talk about a lot of things, and I'm going to go a little further here. You know, his troubles gave him perspective that God was with him. You know, the personal dependence on God, David's time in the field taught him to rely on God for guidance and provision. He had to trust God's wisdom to navigate challenging situations. It talked about that he had to basically keep the sheep from trouble because there was a lion and there was a bear. You know, the truth is that when we have trouble show up, we have to learn to trust God. We have to depend on God. But David here in this case, you know, it talks about that he went through that. He went through those trials coming after his sheep, and he had to protect them. You know, I believe God wants to protect us. You know, God says clearly to us, follow me, repent, cleanse your heart, you sinners. You know, Isaiah 1 and 18 says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Choose to do the things the way God wants. Go to church, get filled up where you can, and where you can pour out to others and have your own ministry in Christ. You know, a lot of people that get saved and they think, well, that's all I've saved. That's all I need. No, you're missing the point. Being saved is the first step. It's yes, you get to go to heaven, but the truth is, it's just the first step to try to be a witness in Christ, to have a ministry in Christ, to get filled up, to help others, to bless others. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. It's not just a one-step process here. We need to go further. You know, he developed a relationship with God, David did. You know, he said he sung songs of worship. You know, it's believed that David composed many of his psalms during his time as a shepherd. You know, these songs could have been, you know, his way of expressing the emotions and gratitude and devotion that he had for God. You know, the act of composing music and poetry allowed him to communicate his heart's deepest sentiments and connect with God on a profound level. You know, he was talking to God. He was praising God. You know, I believe God was moved by David doing these things. And I believe God considered this wise to talk about how good God was and how mighty he was. That may sound strange to say to you, that God considered this wise, how he praised God. Because God, I think, looked at that and he realized that David was focusing on the right things. He could recognize wisdom. He could recognize right thinking. What does that tell us today? That right thinking is God's way. And if you're thinking the way God's thinking, you're thinking on the right track. You might not have it all together yet, but when you start thinking God's way, it ain't long before you start changing some of your ways. You know, quickly I want to go to a few verses of things that I think will show some troubles David faced. early on in his walk with God. You know, 1 Samuel 17:34 and 36 in the King James Version, "And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." He had faith built up in him because of the time and the relationship he had spent with God. You know, I got a lot more that I could go through on this, but I'm going to stop here. I want you to realize that you need to spend time with God. You need to spend time putting the good in. You need to spend time being grateful. You need to think about all the good things that He has in your life. Count your blessings because they multiply. Keep putting the good in. Keep thinking good and you'll start getting more right. That's what I believe anyway. And guys, I hope you've got something from this today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.